Goodness.
Okay. And this is a fruit. It's kind of the size of an apple. Grows in Florida.
Orange.
And say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
out.
Okay. Or they're all...
gone. They're all gone.
Okay. And what sort of things do people raise in their gardens?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds?
Oh, here? Well, tomatoes, beans, okra, butter beans,
mm-hmm.
onions, turnip greens, turnips.
Any other
kinds? Squash.
Huh?
Beets, squash, beets.
Uh-huh. What about a little red thing that grows...
radishes.
Hmm?
Radishes.
Uh-huh. You mentioned the tomatoes. What do you call those tomatoes that don't get bigger than this?
I don't know what they call.
Are you familiar
with them? I've seen some, but we don't have them around here.
What about the kind of onions that you pull up, but you don't allow them to get very big? You pull them up and eat them when they're still young. They're about, you've seen them, they have them in the stores now.
Mm-hmm. Green onions.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you want to...
shell.
Mm-hmm.
Shell.
And, what do you call the kinds of beans that you eat, pod and all?
That's a string bean.
Okay. And say if someone had about 14 children, you'd say you really had a...
large family.
Or a what of children?
Oh, let's see, he really has a... I can't think of it.
Did you ever hear a passel of children?
Yes, I have. Yeah, he has a passel of children.
Uh-huh. How else do you use that word, passel? Do you use it yourself?
No, that's not used much.
Uh-huh. What about the expression, right smart?
Yes, I've heard that a lot. He's meaning that he has a lot.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some examples of how that's used?
Well, he might say... Do you have plenty of peas? Yes, I have right smart.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Rosinaires.
And the stringy stuff that comes off?
Silks.
And what about the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
That's a tassel.
And large... well, what kinds of melons do you raise?
Watermelons and mushmelons.
Mm-hmm.
Cantaloupes.
How's a cantaloupe different from a mushmelon?
I don't know if there's any difference.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might distinguish them, saying that one's long and the other one's round.
Mm-hmm.
But we always just use it words meaning the same.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of watermelons are there?
Well, there are long ones, and then there are round ones, and there are striped ones, and there are green ones, there are dark green ones, and
mm-hmm.
light green ones. It just, and all of them have different names, you
mm-hmm.
know. And a person who's really gone
mm-hmm.
into the business knows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
What about something that, it's a little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up after it rains?
Toadstools.
Okay.